Berkshire Theater Group is entering its 91st season. Artistic director Kate McGuire spoke with WAMC about the array of programming the group will be presenting across its three stages in Stockbridge and Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
So we're getting started with The Goat or Who is Sylvia, which is a Tony Award-winning play by Edward Albee. We're going to have Eric Hill direct it. We'll be announcing casting for the entire season at a later date. The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, is a completely, utterly provocative play by one of the most provocative and most talented playwrights of the past generation, Edward Albee. Josh, it's about a man who has to let his wife know that he's in love with another woman, and the other woman happens to be a goat.
You don't hear that every day.
Not every day. But, you know, we are faced with having to reckon with our loves and why we love and how we love and people that tell us about who they love and our misunderstanding of what that means. Albee, in only the way that Edward Albee can, takes this to a whole nother level to allow us to sort of sit in how we question what, who, why we love.
Amazing. Anything else on the Unicorn stage?
Oh, yes. Outside Mullingar, which will be directed by our own Berkshire Karen Allen, by Tony winner John Patrick Shanley. Outside Mullingar is a beautiful love story. Two middle-aged farmers thought that they've missed love for a long time, and all of a sudden, they're facing each other. There's a lot of love themes running through this season as I keep thinking about it. After Outside Mullingar, we move on to Working, which is a musical based on the book by Studs Terkel, a great book that Studs Terkel wrote, simply interviewing people as they talk about their jobs and their careers and the integrity that we bring to our jobs. And the musical was created with wonderful songs by Craig Carnelia, Mary Rogers, Stephen Schwartz, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and James Taylor. It's a wonderful evening and celebrates the working people. I think it's a perfect piece for all that we're talking about right now in terms of labor and why and how we work and how we treat our workers. The final play in The Unicorn is a play called What the Jews Believe by Mark Herlich, will be directed by Mark Herlich, and it's about a family, a Jewish family in central Texas. The son wants to be bar mitzvahed. The father gave up on his faith a long time ago. The mother has a very severe illness, and they are all facing challenges of faith. And I think, again, speaking to the world around us and its peculiarities, which harken back to the very first play in The Unicorn, The Goat, what the Jews believe really looks at how we get back to faith and our spiritual lives and take care of ourselves. And that's The Unicorn season.
Turning our eyes just a few miles north up Route 7 to the Colonial Theater stage, what's that going to be populated with in 2019?
Well, we're going to start with a really, 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 as my three-year-old grandson would say, big musical called Rock and Roll Man, which is the Alan Freed story. And many people remember Alan Freed, the disc jockey from Cleveland, who created the term Rock and Roll Man, created and allowed music on the airwaves by Little Richard, Laverne Baker, Bill Haley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Screamin' Jay. All of these musicians and singers are in this piece singing their greatest hits. And at the center of it is this DJ, Alan Freed, who also got into a bit of trouble with pay to play. And so we're uncovering this story of this man who really helped us populate the airwaves with some great music that turned music around, I think, in this country. That's the Alan Freed Rock and Roll Man. And from the Colonial, the producers that we are working with have their eyes on a Broadway production. So come see it at the Colonial before it gets to New York. And then after Rock and Roll Man is Shrek, the musical. That will be our celebratory feature featuring all of our community members. Last year, folks will remember Tarzan with 100 wonderful and talented children on that stage. Come enjoy Shrek. Bring your grandchildren, your children. Bring your goat if you have one. That's Shrek. And then the final piece at the Colonial is George Gershwin Alone, which is a piece by Hershey Felder and performed by Hershey Felder with the music of George and Ira Gershwin. It's going to be a fabulous season, a musical season entirely at the Colonial.
And we'll close on a high note with the main stage, the Fitzpatrick stage, back in Stockbridge. What's going to be happening there?
So for our 91st season at the Fitzpatrick main stage, we're going to open with a classic by Thornton Wilder, The Skin of Our Teeth, which has not been done in some time. And it is an evolutionary look at the Antrobus family through the Ice Age, World War, climate change, all in a play that was written in 1943 and won the Pulitzer Prize by Thornton Wilder, one of our favorites. Thornton Wilder, as some folks remember, took to the Fitzpatrick stage to play the stage manager in his production of Our Town. So we have a long history with presenting works by Thornton Wilder, the great Thornton Wilder. And finally, on the Fitzpatrick main stage is a wonderful comedy called What We May Be, which is about a family of theater artists who come together on the final production at their beloved theater as they face a life beyond their theater family. Again, a lovely, sweet sort of romance about life in the theater, a comedy, and again, about love and how we love and who we love. And that's the season, Josh.
Looking over all of that, was there a sort of curatorial theme looking into the year?
You know, there really isn't. And then when I put the season together, because the season comes together in so many ways, some of our directors that we've worked with will come to me with a particular project, and I'll say, yes, let's do that. It's time. For example, working, James Barry, the director who directed Million Dollar Quartet for us, said, I'd like to do a production of Working, and I've been looking at Working for a number of years. So that popped in. And then I had thought about What the Jews Believe last year. Here it is this year. So, no, there's no particular theme when I go into it, but often when I reflect, as I have been over the past week or so, it's really only been a week since we announced, I see that there are themes of how we look at our lives and how we take care of those that we love and ourselves in times of stress. And I do think that the world is a little stressful right now. And so if there's a theme, it is about love and taking care of ourselves.